This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, Summary Judgment, our weekly digest of what critics say about newly released films, including the new Jim Carrey movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. But first, to politics. Every Friday, we turn to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, and he's here with us again graciously because he's on vacation, and he joins us by phone from Las Vegas. Juan, I hope you're not playing the slots.
Madeline, you know I have sins. I commit sins regularly, and here in Vegas, you can't help. Of course, Senator Kerry's on vacation, too, so I think all the political correspondents are in a lull for the moment.
There was a lot of news during this political lull, bombings in Baghdad and Basra, the U.S.-led offensive to round up insurgents there, and the announcement that the new Spanish government would pull its troops out of Iraq.
That's the big announcement of the week, and of course it follows the election results, which have absolutely stunned the Bush administration. Top administration officials, who I will not name because they were speaking to me on background, said, you know, this is really a tough blow. This is a victory for the bad guys. The White House was watching with terror in its eyes in terms of the election results and seeing Aznar go down to defeat and worrying that just what has happened is now taking place, that the new socialist leader is promising to pull troops, and they're worrying that this is going to be true all throughout Europe.
So is this a big blow for the Bush campaign? He's trying to paint himself as the choice when it comes to national security and defense issues.
Well, it is a blow, but, you know, the American electorate's quite different, and the Bush administration officials make that point, that they don't think the American electorate's running away in the way that the Spanish electorate did. Nonetheless, this week, the first anniversary of the start of the war in Iraq, President Bush has been out there trying to make the case that, you know, the war on terror, on a whole, is succeeding, that the world is a safer place without Saddam Hussein, and that the war on terror, in fact, is having measurable progress.
And in fact, Vice President Dick Cheney came out swinging this week, painting Senator John Kerry as weak on defense. Let's hear a bit of him from that speech.
Had the decision belonged to Senator Kerry, Saddam Hussein would still be in power today in Iraq.
What is Cheney saying there, both obviously?
Well, he's saying, look, you have a clear choice. This election is about national security, and that if you had Senator Kerry in office, he went on in that speech to characterize Kerry as a waffler, as inconsistent, someone who opposing leaders could take advantage of, including the leaders of people who would perpetrate terror against Americans in the world. Cheney sees that there's an advantage there for the Bush-Cheney team in saying, listen, we have a strong leader. Don't forget their campaign theme, Madeline, you know, strong leadership in uncertain or changing times. And they're going to play on that as their campaign theme. You can anticipate that that will continue from now through the convention in New York just a few days before the third anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
Is Senator Kerry responding adequately? He also made a tough speech this week about the war. Let's hear a little bit of him in that speech.
We're still bogged down in Iraq, and the administration stubbornly holds to failed unilateral policies that drive potential, significant, important, long-standing allies away from us.
Now, is that an adequate response? Will that hold up to the Bush campaign's withering attacks?
I think it does, Madeline. I think that the heart and soul of what Senator Kerry is saying is that the United States has isolated itself. It's pursuing a unilateralist policy that has really driven away all of the allies, and in specific, guess what? Look at the results of the Spanish election. That's why I say that really was the big news of the week. But Kerry went on to suggest possibly that the administration may have manipulated pre-war intelligence, misled the nation about the need for the invasion of Iraq. And he's also calling for an international conference to bring the nations of the world together to fight terrorism so that we don't have the United States out there being viewed as engaged in peremptory action that may not have been justified on the basis of questionable intelligence. And that plays to the heart and soul of the kind of anger that many feel around the world toward the Bush administration. So when you ask me, is this a sufficient response, it depends which audience is hearing it. And there are lots of people who respond very well to what John Kerry is saying. Interestingly, one part of that audience is Senator John McCain, a Republican, who this week, when asked, is Kerry weak on defense, which is the basic suggestion coming from the Bush team, said no. And remember that McCain is Kerry's fellow Vietnam veteran. In the Senate, these guys have stayed together, and what you see here is McCain staying loyal to his fellow Vietnam vet. And he's a Republican. He says that he still would like to see President Bush reelected, but I think that puts a dent in the Bush claim that everybody sees that Kerry's a weakling on defense.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams with us this week from Las Vegas. He joins us each Friday from wherever he is to talk about his passion, politics. Thank you so much, Juan.
Madeline, it's fun.